Being a mother is the hardest job in the world, let alone raising a child solo. Hello, Nanay. My name is Veronica, and welcome to Solo Nanay the Podcast. My mission is to guide you live a meaningful nanay life. So, if you are with me in this discovery, listen up and let us enjoy the journey of a solo. If you're a solo nanay looking to have your own business, this message is for you. Looms is one of the pioneers of infant clothing in the Philippines with wide area of trendy baby clothes. They created a program designed for solo nanays like us who wants to start their baby boutique business for as low as 5,000 pesos. No contracts, no hidden fees. And of course, since we are so busy, we can sell it at our own pace. You can check out their website, linktr.ee/looms, and use the promo code SOLONANAY upon checkout before April 30 to get your 10% off. You can also see the show notes here for more information. Alright! Hello mga Solo Nanay and welcome back to another episode of Solo Nanay the Podcast. Here again for another episode, I am bringing back my co-host guest, Solo Nanay Erica. Hello!
Hello! It's Christmas me again, guys.
Yeah. How have you been from the last recording that we had?
Stressed. So, we're moving from the south to the north. Actually, yata siya north. Ano ba? New Manila. So, yon. It's been a stressful couple of weeks. Di pa kami nakalipat. Mm-hmm. Pero, we're waiting for the renovations to start. Kasi we can't move in yet until matapos nila lahat. Kasi it's gonna be dusty and all. So, like, I hate moving. It's the most stressful thing for me. So, like, iniisip ko pa lang na stress na ako. And syempre, ang daming kailangan ayusin dito sa south. Like, change everything. I don't know. Just tie up loose ends. Ganyan.
Yeah. Pag na-stress pa naman, no, nagiging lost lang tayo. Parang nakakalimutan
oh
na natin mag
napasok mo yun. Dahil ang ating topic for today, how to not be a lost lang. Ay, nako. Super perfect.
Yeah. Even if, ano, no, kapag ako, I've been so stressed. Hindi man stressed, but been working so hard from the past couple of weeks also because we are formally launching our digital agency. I'm so happy. So medyo groundwork. Thank you. Medyo bootstrapping kami. So right now, ayun, again, trying to not be lost pa rin. Pero so yun, so going back, diba, how not to be a lost lang. I think it's very particular kapag ka-mommy ka na parang you get, especially for working moms, so even not a working mom, parang it's so hard kapag ang dami mong ginagawa to the point na you forget to take care of yourself. Diba? Parang makikita ng mga ibang tao doon na, oh, anong nangyari sa'yo? Parang pagod ka na sa life. Diba? May mga ganong moments ka ba?
Yeah, I know. But, like, I think you said this also nung first time tayo nag-usap. Sabi mo sa akin, parang lagi akong ayos na ayos and parang ang dali-dali ng life for me.
Yeah.
So, I will share some tips. Faking it till I make it.
I love it. Sige, I'll share some key points na paano ba hindi maging losyang na solo nanay. Ay, very important yan for us, ha? Syempre.
Yeah.
Kailangan true. Always look pretty.
I think not just mom. I think just a woman in general. Kailangan, you know, we're not losyang. Ganyan. Yeah. So, di ba, what does losyang mean? Losyang means letting go. So, parang, let's not be comfortable in like letting go of ourselves. I mean, syempre, we have to be comfortable sa bahay, ganyan. But then, also, we have to learn how to, you know, take care of ourselves. So, parang, I think one of the things that I really like doing, I look forward to is, you know, yung mga going to the salon, having a massage every now and then.
Yeah. Best is twice a month.
Talaga?
Twice a month daw ang best.
This pandemic, di na ako nasyado nakaka-massage dahil, you know, COVID. But like kanina, funny story, like kanina, sinira ni Moscato, our dog, which is like a new baby, sinira niya yung MacBook charger ko.
Oh no!
So, syempre, may recording tayo ngayon. Kailangan ko tumakbo sa mall to buy, ganyan. Oh, so, parang, God. I went to two different malls kasi out of stock pa. Tapos ang layo pa from me, parang mga 30 minutes from me. So like I was super stressed ganyan. But like on the way back, parang sumasakit yung mga shoulders ko, yung likod ko ganyan. And then biglang in my head uwi na ako, but naalala ko, oh shucks, may on the way na ano, massage place.
Really?
So tumawag talaga ako while driving. That's wrong, guys. Naka-speaker naman 'yon, yung sa ano, sa car ganyan.
Yeah.
So tinawagan ko para, "Is there an available slot for 1 hour massage?" Para super urgent, 'di ba? So yes, yeah, meron daw. So, ako, "Okay, I'll be there in 5 minutes."
Oh no.
Ganon.
I love it.
As in agad-agad. So parang, you know, when you feel like may masakit sa'yo or whatever. And parang go na yan. After that, I felt so relaxed.
Alam mo, if you are practicing yoga and meditation, they always say talaga na ang shoulder natin, tagasalo ng stress natin. So especially
yung first, no?
Yeah, yung pag women pala, sobrang heavy, di ba? Ito lagi yung masakit sa atin kasi dito sumasalo lahat ng stress sa shoulder and neck. Which ito yung mga things that we tend to forget na existing pala sila until sumakit sila. So it's very important talaga. So yeah, get a massage, di ba? Buti ka pa nakasingit ka ng massage.
For a split second, I wasn't gonna push through with it. Kasi parang binilang ko in my hand. Sabi ko, oh my gosh, by the time I finish the massage, ano na, parang 1 hour past Moscato's eating schedule na. But like, in my head, no, kaya niya yan, mabubuhay siya. I'm relating this to our puppy, guys. Because having a puppy is like having a baby.
Yeah.
Pero syempre, hindi niyo iiwanan yung baby sa bahay mag-isa.
Yeah.
But like, gets, nandun pa din yung mom guilt.
Huwag kayo magpapamassage at iwan niya yung baby sa bahay. Please lang. Yeah. And ako yung another thing that, you know, to avoid or not to be a loshang, I think it's very important to have a skincare routine then. Kahit parang 20 minutes, 15, 5 to 20 minutes kung ilan man yung nilalagay mo sa face, it's very relaxing. And at least in that moment, you are able to know na, oh, nalagaan ko yung skin ko. Kahit na pagod na ako sa work, kahit alam mo yun, kahit na busy ako mag-alaga ng baby ko, parang it's very important at least waking up and before sleeping to have that 5 minute, kahit 5 minute of your time lang, you know, means a lot for you, diba? It would help you talaga to really have that good looking and fresh skin. Marami ka bang mga ano dyan, skincare? Ano yung mga products na ginagamit mo? Hindi to product placement, guys, ha? I'm just letting you know.
Actually, very minimal lang skincare ko. I mean, number one, I'm blessed with very good genes. Thank you so much, Mom and Lola, for having good skin.
Thanks to your
big
parents.
Deal yun. Yeah. But, ang skincare ko lang would be parang Cosrx na cleanser. And then I use a toner, which is Lana PH, by the way, guys. Tag ko lang. Hello, Riza Lana. Ayan. Follow nyo sila at lana.ph. Nagka-product placement. Pagkatapos, I use... What do I use next? Laneige na parang moisturizing milk. So that's my moisturizer. And then if it's the morning, so apat lang yon. If it's in the morning, yung pang-apat would be a sunblock from Innisfree. Mm-hmm. If it's in the evening naman, it's a Laneige water sleeping mask. Love so yun it. Lang, same lang yung 1, 2, 3. Nag-iiba lang yung pang-4th.
Yeah.
Tapos yun, okay, yun na ang aking skincare. Mabilis lang siya.
Oo nga, di ba? Parang especially for like a busy mom like us, hindi naman kailangan ng pangmatagal ng parang 10 yung ilalagay na na products sa face mo. Ako, very basic lang din. Foam lang. I forgot, it's a Korean thing. I forgot. Nakikita ko lang siya sa Watson. But it's effective charcoal siya. Forgot the name. And then toner, very important, never forget. Mm-hmm. And then vitamin C serum from Claire's. Claire's din yung toner ko. And then after the toner, vitamin C, I use DNA elixir from Lana PH. Hello,
pareho tayo may Lana.
DNA. It's very effective. And then moisturizer. And then kapag morning ya, sunblock din ako. I use Claire's sunblock. Hindi kasi siya malagkit sa face. And then pag night, I use naman the argan oil ng Lana. It's very effective, in fairness talaga. As in pag-gising mo, glowy ang iyong face. Talagang rested yung face mo.
Yeah. I noticed, similar tayo na Korean products.
Mm-mm.
Plus, yung local is yung Lana. I think parang the Korean products are really formulated for Asian skin. Gaganda kaya nila.
Oo nga, no. Gaganda mga skin niyo. Kami medyo, ako dark kasi. Ako dark skin. Ako, hindi rin ako nagpapapute. So, I have to make sure na yung products ko are not for whitening and all. Kasi ma-beach trip ako. I dive also. Yeah. So, I had to find a product na pag lumabas ako, hindi masusunog yung mukha ko. Alam mo yan?
True.
Ayan. And it's very important. Yeah. Well, hindi po ito product placement. We're just saying a bit of our, but probably
sharing our skincare.
Diba?
I hope you guys can also share with us your skincare tips. If meron.
Share to us.
How will they share? They'll tag us, ganyan.
Yeah, I think they can tag us. We have a Facebook page for that.
Ayan. I would love to hear from you, solo nanays.
Yay!
Okay, go! I think the important thing lang to like remember, whether it's skincare, whether it's going to the salon, having a massage, or like whatever it is na would make you feel good, is that you have the time to yourself. Diba? Exactly. Na parang, a few minutes a day, an hour a week or whatever. Kasi parang I feel like it's one way then for us to recharge and to parang glow up yourself.
Exactly.
Kasi kailangan pa rin naman natin yun kahit na nasa bahay tayo or work from home, ganyan.
Yeah. Look fresh and young.
Right? Yeah.
The second one that in our list is hiring a helper. I think it's very important, even if you're not a working mom, and diba, even if you are a full-time mom, it's also very important to at least hire someone or have someone to help you take care of your kid. Kapag may mga, for example, you have to run errands outside, diba? I think for Filipino setup, usually family, diba? You could bring your kid to your lola, mag-alaga muna sila over the weekend para you have time for your salon trips, diba? So do you have like a helper at your home ba?
Since Sophie kasi is 13 years old na, actually since 9 years old pa siya, wala na kaming yaya. But from baby until before 9, meron kaming yaya. But right now, what I do get na lang is a once a week cleaner sa bahay. So yun yung, kasi syempre, those are the things, parang like in business, those are the things na I really need help on. So parang, I also wanna delegate. Because parang I feel like I'd rather work harder than to clean more. Kasi hindi ko din specialty maglinis. Sorry naman. Hindi ko talaga kaya. Para magtrabaho na lang ako para may pangbayad ako.
Yes. Yeah.
Diba? Para very play same. To my weakness and my strength.
Yeah. You have to play it right.
Yeah, but if like you don't have parang the resources to like, you know, to hire someone, just important lang to, you know, ask help. Ask help from, like yeah. you mentioned, ask help from family or your partner, ganyan. Mm-mm. So that you can do some, para hindi ka overwhelmed.
Yeah, ganun. Exactly. I think it's, ano din, very, hindi naman porket you're hiring a helper doesn't mean hindi ka na masipag or hindi ka nakikilos sa house. So it's really more of to lessen the workload na meron tayo mm-hmm. as solo nanay, as a working mom, or mm-hmm. even if you're a housewife, sometimes you still need someone to cook for you, or you need someone to look out for your kids while you are cleaning naman the house, diba? It yeah, would lessen that stress that it's giving you, diba? So mm-hmm. for those na, of course, lesser budget, it's totally fine. We have our family with us to help you if the family is near, diba? Sometimes you can put your kid playmates with the playmates, lalo na ngayon wala na the pandemic is, we're about to end the pandemic stage, we're so happy.
Yes. Oh my gosh, so, I'm looking parang, forward.
Yeah, so bigger opportunity then for the kids than to play around with some kids, diba? So mm-hmm. that's very yeah. important. Not necessarily pay, you know, magbayad ka, but ask for help.
I think that's a better like point. I think rather than hire a helper, I think it's ask for help. So that's like one thing that we forget to do, diba? Like ask for help, especially as strong women. Parang hindi kaya ko to lahat, gagawin mm-hmm. ko to, kaya ko yan.
Do it but all.
Then, yeah, but then sometimes parang I have a funny story. Parang may ang dami-daming plato sa sink and then parang naghuhugas ako. Hinugasan ko kasi like busit na ako. Ang laki na nung pile. And then, pero hinugasan ko siya like sobrang bad trip ako. And then my partner noticed that and he's like, bakit ka galit? Sabi ko, hindi, naghuhugas lang ako. Ganon. And then biglang sabi niya, gusto mo ba ng tulong? Sabi ko, hindi, ako na. Kaya ko na to.
Pero nagdadubog and ka then, na nun.
Pero nagdadubog. Pero nagdadubog. Kasi like, I think in my head, I think lalo na sa ating moms, di ba? We need the help but we don't like asking for it.
Yeah.
Parang I remember telling like Sophie or like my partner na, I just want you guys to do it. I don't want to tell you to do it. Ganon.
Yeah.
But then, yun nga, syempre, hindi naman sila mind readers.
Exactly.
So parang, if you need help, ask for it. Because, yun, well, after that, parang sabi niya, sige na, ako na maghuhugas, manood ka na ng show mo, ganyan. It's like, so, kalahati kami, kalahati hinugasan ko, tapos yeah. kalahati sa kanya, ganun. Yeah. So, pwede naman yun, mga nanay.
Yeah,
pwede mag-ask
exactly.
ng help.
So, I think that's the right word, no? Ask help, never, parang hindi naman porket you're asking help, doesn't mean na you're not taking the responsibility as a nanay.
Yeah,
diba?
Yeah.
Mas marami ka pang magagawa if you are able to ask help then. Because for sure, your family, your friends would be, you know, willing to help you out if they can extend it naman to you. So, yeah, super, super true. Diba? So, what is the third thing that you think na hindi tayo magiging lost? I think very important tong third point na to.
I think the next thing we have to focus on is our healthy habits. Mm-hmm. And that also includes rest.
Yeah, I think healthy habits includes yung drinking your water. That's number one. Ako, personally, yung kid ko, tinitrain ko, umiinom ka ng tubig.
I don't know why, pero ang naisip ko ngayon in my head is yung song ni Mimi, drink your water, be. Sorry!
yeah, but it's effective, no? It's an effective song for you to remember. Yes. Okay, every time that it's ano, oh playing sa head mo. Shucks, inom na ako ng tubig.
Oh my God.
Diba? So yeah, I think it includes drinking more water,
eating healthy.
It doesn't, parang hindi mo naman kailangan maging super strict healthy talaga na parang kailangan complete meal protein and all and everything. Hindi naman. Kailangan ng balance lang. Diba?
Yeah.
Not so much rice, not so much meat, diba? It needs to be parang a balanced eating habit. And I think it also includes some exercises, some movement. If you're not fan of doing exercises, at least try to walk with your dog.
Alam mo, dyan ako kulang. Confession.
Talaga. Si partner is active then.
Yeah. Actually, we have a home gym, which we're gonna give up soon kasi nga we're moving. Bawal siya sa condo. Pero may gym naman doon. So anyway, that's beside the point. He gyms. Sometimes I join him, pero like, I don't know eh, parang right now, hindi. I used to exercise a lot. I used to exercise every day. Pero, you know, there are just some moments or there are periods na parang you totally stop.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I'm in that period. Hopefully, I'd be able to get back to it.
Yeah.
So parang, don't feel guilty if you're like me. Mm-hmm. Kasi hindi ako guilty.
Well, sometimes, I think it's very normal na parang you tend to have that specific habit tapos biglang nawawala. Kasi, you know, yeah, life happens. Diba?
True.
Sometimes
and,
you have to cope up with it eh.
Totoo. May, parang just to inspire people, yung mom ko, she's 50 plus. Sorry, mommy, I don't remember. Almost 60,
mm-hmm,
like a few years pa. But she just started doing exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's very good at it. Kaya niya na mag-balance dun sa ball.
Oh, wow.
Oo, pero like, I mean, yes, it's never too late whether you're a young mom or an older mom, ganyan. Mm-hmm. Basta go na yan.
Any movement.
Pag nasa mood na kayo, yes.
Diba?
Pero ako, wala ako sa mood ngayon.
Kumain ka na lang ng healthy foods.
Yeah, yun. I am really watching what I eat right now. Kasi nga, alam ko, I don't have much movement.
Yeah, exactly. And like what you mentioned kanina, I think one healthy habit that you can adapt is really having a good rest. Ako personally,
true.
My sleep is just making sure 8 hours, kapag more than or lower than 8 hours, na-mess up yung day ko.
Talaga?
As in, yeah. So parang
ako
8 hours
is very
important.
Ako sa 8 hours.
It depends, di ba? It really depends. Sometimes people can function ng 6 hours sleep lang. So find that, you know, resting hours for you and sleep it over. Well, actually, rest doesn't mean naman you have to sleep lang, eh, diba? Maybe it's a good nap. Maybe it's a good just chilling out, watching.
Pwede na, like, just reading your book, ganyan, relaxing.
Mm-mm. As in, resting your mind. I mean, it's very hard to stop our mind functioning, diba? Pero
actually,
doing some meditation, it would really help you rest then. Kasi I think it's very helpful then for you to settle in, I think. Especially for us solo nanay, ang dami nating iniisip. Responsibilities, financials, di ba? Ang dami nating iniisip. Yung
lahat
career pa natin, iisipin pa natin, di ba? So lahat na, especially yung mga solo moms or solo nanay na they also have to take care of their family and parents, di ba? Hindi lang yung anak nila. So there's so much is happening for sure in our life that sometimes we need to settle in within ourselves and just, you know, try to rest it out because you deserve it.
Yeah.
Di ba?
True.
And
which leads us to our last point.
Exactly.
Which is to do something you love.
Yeah.
Diba? So may it be a hobby, or just, you know, watching your favorite series.
Mm-hmm.
Or kung favorite mo, you love cleaning, go. Diba? Kung
yeah.
Diba yung ibang tao, nare-relax maglinis. Ayan, hindi ako. But, you know, gardening, mga ganyan. So, just, you know, do it. You know, some people, they paint on their free time. Nakakatawa, no?
Talaga. Mm-hmm. I paint also.
Really?
Yeah,
ikaw pala yung nire-refer ko.
Baka ako pala yun. Yeah, I learned to paint because parang I was in that stage. Sobrang ano kasi ako, trying hard na painter. Parang gusto ko mag-paint. Mm. So, appreciate yung art. Tapos when I tried it, may talent naman pala ako. But hindi naman kailangan mas maging kasing galing ka ng mga painters natin. Diba? Sabi nga nila, it's...
yung Van Gogh levels.
Oo, hindi naman kailangan. But it's stress reliever din talaga siya kasi it relaxes you. Diba? So whatever you love doing, even if... Actually, reading then, if you're fun of reading novels, diba? Watching your favorite series or just do whatever you want or whatever you like doing and what you love. You know, it gives you more, you know, malalighten up yung energy mo. And syempre, once nalalighten up ang energy natin, nag-glow tayo. So, less lotion ka because you tend to do what you love. Hindi ka nare-restrict to all responsibilities at once.
Right. Yeah. Do it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Because like, you know, life's too short to not be doing whatever you want to do. Parang, if not now, when? So, game na yan. Just like set a few minutes a day, a few hours a week, like I said kanina, diba?
Yeah. Oh, I love drinking coffee so much. So, parang I have this habit that I super love to do every weekend, every Sunday afternoon. It's either kapag tulog yung baby ko or kung may chance ako makalabas, iwan ko yung kid ko, alam mo, me and daddy. And then I go for like a 2-hour date with myself, just reading books planned for the week. So parang every time that I do that, parang nare-refresh yung mind ko and parang it would prepare me also for the next coming week ko. It helps me rin parang process everything what happened in the... I mean, what happened in my past week and then moving forward to next week, ano naman yung gagawin ko with my life. So parang it relaxes me then to, you know, drinking my coffee, reading my book, and writing down. If it's something na marirelax ka, you have to do it. Writing, actually journaling is parang I found out that's very helpful for me then to settle my mind.
Meditative for you.
Meditative siya talaga for me. So parang I try... as much as I can to have that 2-hour time every week for myself. Yeah. Diba? I think it's very important for all solo nanay to serve yourself also. It will help you then. I mean, people will see you kapag, again, diba? We always say this na if you learn how to love yourself or parang do something good for yourself, magre-reflect siya, diba? Even kahit na anong skincare man ang ilagay mo dyan sa katawan mo, if you don't know how to parang even find other ways to balance everything, di ba? Magmumukha ka pa rin lotion. So you have to really find that. Date mo yung sarili mo, go to the salon and whatever. Makes you happy.
True. Diba? True. Yan. Very, very important yan. Especially nowadays na, you know, it's pandemic and all, stressful yung buong world.
Yeah.
Diba? Hindi natin alam kung bubombahin na tayo bukas.
Oh my God!
But, that aside, diba? So, just do it now. Whatever you've planned na you wanna do, this is the sign na gawin mo na yan. Set aside time for it. Be intentional na, you know, I'll really do this because I want to do this for myself.
Yeah. And for you not to be a loshang. Sino ba naman gusto maging loshang, di ba? So mga solo nanays, I hope this 4 items here would really, you know, help you out to realize and that take care of yourself too. Para hindi tayo maging loshang.
Yes.
All right. Okay, I'm so happy again that you're here, Erica. Let's do it more often.
Yeah.
All right. Sige.
Talk again soon.
Uh-huh. For sure. For sure. All right. To all Solonanites, thank you so much for listening. And we will have you here again next time. Bye.
Bye.
If you like this episode, please share it to all Solonanites out there. And for me, to serve you with better content, please leave a review or message me at Solo Nanay Facebook page. You can also send me an email, thesolonanay@gmail.com. So Nanay, always remember to choose to live a meaningful Nanay life.